This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. I have a very special guest coming on, a longtime friend, Cliff Kincaid of America's Survival. We debate a number of issues that are very relevant. I'm going to talk about now. We have a great synergy, and I want you to consider what I have to say as well as what Cliff has to say. Now, I'm a bit more, I would say, aggressive in the way I'm thinking right now than Cliff is, because I've lived this deep state in the executive branch now for over 26 years since I founded Judicial Watch and later Freedom Watch. I've also lived it, you know, in terms of my own life. I've gone through a lot of adversity. I know the way the world is. I know it's a very, very difficult and hard place. And I place my faith in God and His Son to carry us through. But where are we today? Today, we're at the precipice of having the government being taken over by radical leftists, radical blacks, radical Muslims, radicals of the Jewish left, radical LGBTQs, I always mispronounce that, and radical atheists, among many others. They are ready to infest the executive branch of government, frankly, like cockroaches. It'll be hard to remove them once they get in there, but we're going to have to try to do it because our country is slipping away. Our country is on its back. It's not even on its knees anymore. It's on its back. And yes, there was massive election fraud. I do believe that. But it didn't even have to occur with regard to a voting system such as Dominion, although that probably is the case as well. The Democrats, as evil as they are, the party of the devil, in effect, they outthought the Republicans. They outmaneuvered the Republicans. The Republicans sat on their derriere. I could use another word, but I won't. And they watched it happen because all these paper ballots went out, as the president predicted, the Democrats saving money. They didn't go door to door. They just simply needed to make calls. Go get this paper ballot out of the mail. Check here. Send it in. That's one aspect of it. I also believe they stuffed ballot boxes with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of fraudulent votes. And we know that in a number of states, such as California and New York, you can vote two and three times. When you go in to vote, for instance, in California, a friend of mine told me he wanted to present his ID to show he was actually the person that he said he was. And they said, no, that's illegal in California. You can't show your ID. And what is all the reason for this? And this is what's happened. There's an endemic systematic corruption, a rot in our government. Our government does not represent we the people. It has broken away from we the people even more than happened in the years leading up to 1776 with King George III. It's out of control. King George III was not a radical leftist. He wasn't a communist. He wasn't a socialist. That's what we've got now, controlling things. And worse than that, as I just said. So this is what we're dealing with. And the courts, as I say in my new book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. The courts will not overturn this election. You know, not that it needed to be overturned, okay, because it's been cooked. The courts are corrupt. How do you get to be a federal judge? Through money. Nobody talks and nobody walks. Some of these federal judges, such as a judge in Washington, D.C. named Randolph Moss, and he's just one of many, gave $38,000 to grease the skids to get his judgeship. Another one in Rhode Island, a protege of Sheldon Whitehouse. I call him Sheldon Outhouse, the Democrat senator up there. That's a mafia-connected state. It's one of the most corrupt states in the country. Paid $500,000 to get his judgeship. This is not unusual. These judges are bought and paid for. And they're not going to stick their neck out for Donald Trump or anybody else. And that's why Sidney Powell can file all the complaints she wants. And Rudy Giuliani, who made a mess, as well as this girl, Jenna Ellis, who president picked off of Fox News to represent him, who won't answer a question when she's on TV because she doesn't know the answer. They're not going to accomplish anything either, just other than making a huge scene. I don't even fault them because the courts will not step in here, nor will the Supreme Court. They're not going to run the gamut, the gauntlet for four states, which it's going to take. So we, the people, need to know that we need to rise up. And that's what I write about in my book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. You can get it at Amazon.com. And as I've been saying over and over again, over and over and over again, read our Declaration of Independence. It is even more moving than the Bible. The Bible's our number one book, Old and New Testaments. But you read this, it's derived from the Bible. It was written by a genius, Thomas Jefferson. He wrote the initial drafts. The founding fathers tweaked it. And it is such a beautiful document, and it relies on God to carry us through. And our founding fathers pledged their fortunes, their sacred honors, and risked their lives to found a new nation. And we sit there on the couch watching Sean Hannity eating popcorn and drinking Coca-Cola and think that that's enough. That's not enough. No more than the garbage that you hear on Fox News, which is constantly spewing forth either anti-Trump rhetoric or predictions like you'll hear on Hannity that things are going to happen. They're not going to happen, not from the government. It has to come from us. It has to come from the American people. And that's why we now need to take justice into our own legal and peaceful hands with citizens' grand juries. I will be commissioning those grand juries. We've already indicted Robert Mueller. We're going to try him once COVID subsides. We're going to seek the indictment of Comey, of Clapper, of Brennan, the Intel czars, of Bruce Orr, of the lovebirds Strzok and Page, of the Bidens, of the Clintons, of the Obamas, all of them, okay? They need to be held accountable. And as I write in my book, and it's just one of many suggestions, we have the right to indict, to try, convict, to sentence, and even to carry out citizens' arrests. I advocate peacefully and legally. Even in California, the most leftist state in this country, there's a statute which gives citizens the right to, if there's a felony that's being occurring or they know of, that they can arrest and turn the guilty over to the authorities. Of course, we don't have any authorities that will carry that out. But as I discuss with Cliff, as I will discuss with Cliff Kincaid later, is that the president needs to step up to the plate. He needs to exercise his authority. He's got 2.5 months left where he's president. He can clean house. He can fire Blowhard Bill, the attorney general, who's done nothing other than hide under his desk. He can fire the complete disgrace of an FBI director, Christopher Wray. He can get rid of that John Durham character up there in Connecticut. God knows what he's been doing. I have no idea. Maybe he's on the internet looking at pornography or something. I have no idea because he's not doing anything in terms of holding the people accountable, holding the guilty accountable to the people. And that's where we are right now. Unless we clean house, unless we clean out the cockroaches in this system peacefully and legally, then this country is going down for the count. And that's where we are today. And let's make one other thing clear. We can see that even though the left believes the president has lost, President Trump, they're going after him and his family viciously, accusing him of releasing national security information after he leaves, saying that he's going to be indicted for all kinds of crimes, that he will probably pardon himself. Frankly, he should pardon himself and his entire family. There's some people that don't deserve to be pardoned, such as Roger Stone. But this is something that I've talked about in the past, so I'm not going to belabor it here. But they're coming for us after they're coming for him. They're coming for conservatives. They're coming for people of faith. They're coming for libertarians. They're coming for anyone who believes in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, because the left has been taken over by radicals of all stripes, colors, races, creeds, and religions. And they want a socialist, communist gulag to rule. They want government to be God. They're going to squeeze everything out of this country that they can. They'll dismantle it. They'll spread it around. There'll be nothing left. And, you know, here's the irony, is that we have become a country which has no leadership, which has no government, which has no sense of right and wrong, and we're in a worse state than we were in the years, months, and days leading up to July 4th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my birthplace. And of course, it's now ironic that Philadelphia has become the cradle of corruption, not the cradle of liberty. We can see what's been happening there with regard to firing police, with regard to election results. The governor of Pennsylvania, the secretary of state, the mayor of Philadelphia, all corrupt leftist hacks that, you know, frankly, have done the bidding of the ultra left, largely financed by George Soros. And, you know, I'm a Jewish Christian, and I say this, a self-hating Jew who with his father collaborated with the Nazis and confiscated the property of fellow Jews, going to ovens and other places where they met their fate during the Hitler regime. This is who's in control of this country. And I'm going to say it straight up. It takes a revolution, forget the scandal industry. We need to rise up. We need to rise up with God's grace, with his vision, with his power, and that of his son. And if we don't do it now, it'll all be gone. Everything that you've thanked yourself for and thank God for during the last Thanksgiving holiday will be gone. And we'll be running around like turkeys without their heads on, you know, clapping, gobbling, thinking that everything's okay, when in fact we're living under a socialist communist state. That's where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen. Better understand the facts of life. And that's why you need to turn off the purveyors of falsity and prevarication and, frankly, deception on Fox News and every place else and get to work. It's time to get to work. I'll be back with Cliff Kincaid. Listen to carefully what we have to say. It's a very good debate that we have. I love Cliff. And you need to listen to him as well as to listen to me. I have a stronger view of what needs to be done, but you decide for yourselves. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Dangerous.
I don't care. Use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
We're back with Cliff Kincaid. He's the president of America's Survival, and there's a YouTube channel. He'll tell you more about that with about 20 videos on it. In fact, I've done a couple of them in the last few weeks about my new book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, and its importance in the context of what's going on today. And that's what I want to discuss with Cliff, because he's very knowledgeable. He's followed things for a long time. He's fearless. He's not afraid to say the truth and what he believes, much like yours truly. And the situation that we find ourselves in today, of course, as I wrote about in my book, Cliff, It Takes a Revolution, is that it doesn't matter how much evidence of massive fraud the president comes forward with, and clearly it exists. I have to blame his legal team in not coming up with it sooner, because events have overtaken themselves up to this point. Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani gave a press conference, but they didn't present any evidence, and everything continued to march forward. Now Cindy Powell has filed a complaint, a 100-page complaint. Apparently she did it with some haste. There's a lot of errors in it that has been reported, including in the caption, but that doesn't mean it's not right. I personally believe that Dominion Voting and others cooked this election, weighted the results, as she's suggesting, 1.25% in favor of Joe Biden, 0.75% for Donald Trump. I believe that they didn't even have to do that with the paper ballots that were out there. The Democrats, in their evil and cleverly way, were able to stuff the ballot boxes. It was easy for them to call voters, tell them, check here, send that in. So they probably didn't even need Dominion to cook this election. But the bottom line is this, is that the courts, who have become extremely corrupt, our legal system has been taken away from us like it was in 1776 by King George III, for which we had to fight a revolution. And I'm suggesting a new one, peaceful and legal. It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. That's the name of my book at Amazon.com. Is that there will not be no justice in the courts. And we, the American people, need to understand that we need to rise up and do it for ourselves now. We need to take the country back to the vision and creation of our founding fathers. And that's what my book is about. And Cliff, you've been a great observer of what's been going on over the years. So I want to get your thoughts on all of this, because I just don't see it happening by either the lower courts or the Supreme Court. The president is being dragged along to the guillotine, so to speak, right now. And he's apparently starting to see that in terms of his stating that he would abide by the results of the Electoral College, which will be presented to him with fraudulent results. Cliff?
Larry, I remember when Trump ran, he used to go into the black areas like Detroit and say to black Americans, "What have you got to lose? You know, vote for me. The Democrats have failed you." Well, I haven't yet given up on the courts totally, but I do think President Trump has to use every legal maneuver and strategy and lawyer available to try to use what's left of anything resembling justice in the system. And that's why the last time we talked, I basically agreed with your position, and I've written a follow-up column suggesting that Trump appoint you as an interim special counsel without being subject to Senate confirmation, and let you use every legal mechanism available to uncover this fraud and expose those who are behind it. You know, what we need in this case, and I don't think I'm totally on board with the claim that these recent legal actions lack evidence. I think there's a lot of good stuff in the Sidney Powell complaint, but clearly we need more lawyers on our side. And through my history, and I think this is why we have become friends and why I've had you twice on my recent YouTube shows, you're the most aggressive lawyer on the conservative side I've ever seen. I know you make a lot of enemies, but I think you have a tendency and a way to get to the heart of the matter. And I say to President Trump, bring Larry Klayman on board. Let's go for the jugular vein here. And in the time we have left, and maybe, just maybe, with God's help, we are going to end up on top. But we need some lawyers like you. And at the same time, though, I sympathize with the thrust of your book that it's in our hands, ordinary people. We don't have to be lawyers. And that's why recently in some of my 20 or so new YouTube videos, I've interviewed people around the world, people in Canada who are fighting against these lockdowns and the use of COVID to pave the way for the Great Reset, people in Brazil. I even interviewed somebody this week.
Cliff, we have to break for the moment. Let's go to the next segment, because I want to hear what you have to say. So do the listeners. This is extremely important.
And now, four words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I'm back with Cliff Kincaid. Cliff, continue with your thoughts. They're extremely relevant and very timely.
I think we can learn a lot by what's happening around the world, too, because this isn't just a phenomenon unique to the United States. And I was saying, I've talked to activists in Canada, Brazil, and other places about this battle for freedom. And people are rising up. Remember, in Brazil, I got a lot of friends down there. We've got a conservative government led by Jair Bolsonaro, and they face some of the same vote fraud problems down there that we're facing here. But what was so surprising to me, Larry, was this week I had a great interview with a state rep out of Idaho, State Representative Heather Scott, who's really on top of this whole problem. We talked about the Great Reset, the use of COVID as a tool of tyranny. But when I got her email and her newsletter, I thought to myself, Idaho? That was supposed to be a frontline conservative state, and they've got the same problems we're facing in the rest of the country in Washington, D.C. And sure enough, she told me that their, quote, Republican governor is totally on board great reset and is using the powers of government at his level to impose all these draconian restrictions on people. And so I guess what I'm saying is the same thing you describe in your book, where there's an uprising of the people, people have to take this power back, is happening around the world, is happening in places of all things, Utah, conservative Utah, and gradually everybody's waking up. Now, whether we're going to be ultimately successful in the courts through these legal maneuvers, and I repeat, I think Trump ought to bring you on board, let you use the system to expose the system, but at the same time, pursue these other strategies where we, the people, can take the power back into our own hands.
Well, we have to, and we have to recognize that we conservatives, people of faith, libertarians, we're not the majority in this country anymore. And going back to revolutionary times, you know, the founding fathers had to coalesce the colonialists. They at first did not want to break away from the British crown. Even many of the people in the Continental Congress in Philadelphia didn't want to do that. John Dickinson, you know, from Pennsylvania, was a big advocate against it, among others. So we have to convince the majority to do this. And a small group of people, of course, can do that. Now, I appreciate and, you know, I thank you for your suggestion to name me special counsel. I am, of course, ready, willing, tanned, ready, and rested to do that. I'm not rested, but I'm tanned in any event. But the bottom line is that it's not going to happen, okay? And we know it's not going to happen because the president has followed the advice of establishment Republicans throughout with all of this. And that's why the judges, and I talk about this in my book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, recommended to him by Leonard Leo of the Federalist Society, basically lobbyists, Republican lobbyists, do not have the courage, frankly, or the integrity. I've been up with eight of them already. They run for the exits. They're afraid of their shadow. And then, of course, you've got the Obama and Clinton judges. And the Supreme Court has a fragile conservative majority. In fact, it's not really a majority anymore, but John Roberts going left. And, of course, there are a lot of reasons for that. And then, of course, we have Roger Stone. He's always the fly in the ointment. I have several lawsuits against him for defamation. He defamed my client, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and me. And I believe that he poisoned the well with me with regard to the president. I've had no contact with the president for 4 years, although I've, in effect, been his defense firm during that time period. So, yes, I welcome that. But the president has an issue in that he seems to choose people that he sees on Fox News. I mean, that's absurd, okay? You've got to get people who really know what they're doing here, and none of his lawyers do. You've got Giuliani, who's over the hill. At one time, he may have been a good lawyer. He was certainly a good administrator, and for a while, a good mayor of New York City. You've got this guy, this woman, Jenna Ellis, that he saw on Fox News, who's so incoherent that people are laughing at her. She won't answer a question. And then Sidney Powell, who was actually fired, apparently, by the president, although he won't say that for whatever reason, who came in very late with this case that she has in Georgia. And that's only one state among four states. So, you know, I'm not optimistic that the courts will solve this problem. But I am optimistic that the American people, if we start doing something and turn off Hannity, and turn off people like that on TV and start actually doing something, it would be helpful. I was watching Hannity the other day, Cliff, and they're still promising all kinds of stuff that are going to happen. You know, ridiculous. Yeah. Devin Nunes and others, you know, because they need to have a reason for being. They need to get on Fox. They need to raise money in their own mind. They need to get reelected. But I don't believe that the answer is at the ballot box anymore. I don't. What has the Republican mm-hmm. Party done? They knew this was happening. They knew this was going to happen mm-hmm. with the fraud. They knew the paper ballots were going to cause Biden to likely win. And even Maria Bartiromo, one of the last conservatives left on Fox Business and sometimes Fox News, asked Congressman Andy Biggs, why did you get caught flat-footed? You saw this coming. What did you do about it? So the answer to me, as I say in the book, It Takes a Revolution, is not in the executive deep state, because they've tried to destroy the president, the executive deep state, executive branch, nor is it with the clowns and court jesters on Capitol Hill, and nor is it in the courts, which, as Thomas Jefferson predicted, would become despots because they're unelected and ultimately result in another revolution. And he predicted a bloody revolution every 20 years. And he said, what's a few thousand dead to preserve the tree of liberty? Well, he didn't want to see that. And I don't want to see that either. But unless we actually rise up and do something now, that's where we're headed. And you can see, and I want to get your thoughts on this too. I know I'm, you know, taking this segment over in a way, and I apologize. But you see, the left is vicious. And even though the president is likely out the door, they're still trying to destroy him with claims he's going to release classified information, disparaging his family continuously. They want to see him dead and buried, actually dead and figuratively buried. So the next people on their hit list, of course, are people like you and me and conservatives and people in faith who have stood up to the left. There's going to be a purge. They'll now control the Justice Department. They control the IRS. They control Department of Homeland Security, CIA, NSA, the intelligence agencies. They want to see us gone. They want to see us dead and buried, Cliff. That's what I believe. And either we go rise up peacefully and legally, strongly, or we'll be effectively removed from the body politic of this country.
Let me tell you this, Larry. We are already rising up. In some of the videos I've done, I interviewed Patrick Kolbeck, a Republican poll watcher out of Michigan. And by the way, the Sidney Powell suit also deals with Michigan in addition to Georgia. But he's one who saw the fraud. He went on my show. Now he's under attack. But here's the most amazing story. And this one gets a mention in one of Sidney Powell's complaints. I interviewed Joe Altman out of Denver, Colorado. This is the fellow who was in investigating Antifa, got on one of their telephone calls and discovered that one of the Antifa activists was none other than Eric Coomer of Dominion Voting Systems, the same operation in Georgia, Michigan, and other states implicated, accused of the fraud. Now, this poor guy, Joel Altman, just a regular conservative guy, conservative activist, a businessman, because he's gone public, he double-checked, triple-checked all his information, has all of his information documented. He's now on the run. When I interviewed him, he was basically in hiding. He's because of the threats, because they're coming after his family, he had to hire security guards. And one thing I'm saying to Trump, if you don't want to save this presidency yourself, at least use the time you have left, for example, to bring into the Oval Office somebody like this Joe Altman to talk about the harassment, the threats, and bigger than that, the actual story he broke of Dominion and Antifa. And then have standing behind him Bill Barr and Christopher Wray. And then after Joe Altman gets done talking about the threats on his life, Trump can point to Christopher Wray and Bill Barr and say, why aren't you doing anything about this? Why don't you investigate the threats against Joe Altman, against Patrick Kolbeck, against these others who have the bravery and courage to come forward? You know, this is incredible. Or these are ordinary people without without any kind of organized protection.
I agree with you.
They're being threatened right now.
I agree with you, but Trump should not only have them in the Oval Office, he should publicly fire them, okay, for all the American people to see, because they have not done their job. They've covered things up. Barr hasn't. You can have all the investigations you want, but if you don't bring indictments and cases, then what good is it? It's like my former group, Judicial Watch, saying, okay, let's get documents, and then begging the government to do the job of the people. It's the same government that dragged its heels and didn't want to give you the documents. So you're now asking to bring investigations and indictments. I mean, forget it. It's not going to happen. It's a charade.
I agree with you. But I guess what I'm saying, Larry, is that after he brings people like Joe Altman, Patrick Kolbeck, the others who have investigated, documented the fraud into the Oval Office, then he points a finger at Barr and Wray and says, what are you doing about this? And they say nothing. Then, yes, you fire them on the spot. Look, Trump can do this. He can clean these agencies out. He already fired Esper. He's put new people in at the NSA and DOD. You know, this is getting too late in the day, and I think you and I know it.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so he's only got, let's see, it's going to be November 30th on Monday. Okay. He's got 2.5 months to get the job done. He can do a lot in 2.5 months. Comey should be indicted. McCabe should be indicted. Clapper and Brennan, the Lovebirds, Bruce Orr, and of course, the Obamas, the Clintons, and also the Bidens. But you know what? Our attorney general has declared the latter three, the Obamas, the Clintons, and the Bidens, off limits. Why is that?
Yep.
Because it's mutual assured destruction in Washington, D.C. Everybody has dirt on everybody else, thanks to the NSA and the intelligence agencies and other sources of gathering dirt. And they don't want to risk their skin. And that's the same problem you have on the federal bench, is that they're afraid and they protect themselves. They don't protect the American people. They've become a bunch of yes men. As far as the judges are concerned, how do you get to be a federal judge? Political campaign contributions. Your judgeship is bought and paid for. And many of these judges, like Randolph Moss, is just one example, in the D.C. District Court, $38,000 of his own money to grease the skids to get him his judgeship. Another judge in Rhode Island, $500,000 to get him a job. These are who these judges are, and people need to know it. And that's what my book, you know, gets into, because we don't have a legal system that will protect us. There is no legal system. There is no government that will protect us. But yes, you're right, Cliff. President has the power now. In fact, in the last few days, you know, the president obviously leaked that he may consider attacking Iran. Okay. And then the Israelis say, well, we're preparing. That's not going to happen. Okay. That's not going to happen. But he has the power if he wanted to do it, you see. And he should go, he should swing for the fences right now. I agree with you.
You know, I'm not ready to totally give up on the courts yet. You saw just on last Thanksgiving Day that a Supreme Court decision came down against the bigot, the tyranny of Governor Cuomo in New York, where he's letting liquor stores stay open and this and that stay open, the pot businesses stay open, and yet he had all these restrictions on the ability to go to a church or a synagogue, and those were all limited in terms of attendance. Of course, you can't even sing in church anymore, but the Supreme Court came down on that day 5-4 against Cuomo. Now, Roberts was in with the liberals. Roberts was in with the liberals, the three liberals, so it was 5-4, but Amy Coney Barrett did make a difference there. So that gives us some hope, doesn't it?
Well, it gives us hope on those kinds of issues, but that's different, for instance, than talking about indicting very powerful people in Washington, okay, and holding them accountable. It's fundamentally different because look at Roberts. I mean, probably one reason he's voted with the liberals is because Roberts is rumored to be a closet gay. He doesn't like religion because most of it stands against homosexuality. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. I'm calling it like it is. Cliff, stay around for the verdict segment, and we'll finish these thoughts because I do agree with you. They can make some change. But when it gets to lopping off the heads, figuratively speaking, of the powerful in Washington, D.C., I don't think you're going to see it or the election. I'll be right back.
Was a trial lawyer, he sliced him and diced him.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meat packing plant.
I'm the son of meat packers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
We're back with the verdict, fellow patriot citizens, conservatives, libertarians, people of faith, and those who actually believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers. And Cliff and I are having a great debate here. And he's absolutely right, is that the Supreme Court, this is my opinion, will act on issues with regard to religious liberty now. But when it comes to, quote, overturning, unquote, an election or sustaining, holding the very powerful in Washington, the elite, accountable under the rule of law, this one big club, which people have called the swamp, I call it the cesspool, I don't think that's going to happen. See, and that's the bottom line here, is that we're now going into at least 4 years of ultra-leftist rule. The demographics in this country are changing. It's no longer in favor of conservatives and people of faith and others of similar ilk. And we are swimming upstream, more than upstream. We're drowning, potentially, with a sea of leftist hatred, bile, and hate. I think I said hate twice because that's relevant.
So, Cliff, this is the verdict section. I do want people to know where they can go for America's survival. I'll give them that before we run out of time. And also to buy my book. I want them to read it. And before, I want them to read the Declaration of Independence, okay, where our founding fathers and the colonialists believed that because the bonds of government were broken, that we had a God-given right to alter or abolish that form of government and to form a new government by and for the people. And that's where I think we are today, and I hope to avoid the violent way of doing it. And that's why I wrote this book, with citizens' grand juries to hold people accountable. We have the right to indict. We have the right to try. We have the right to convict. And we even have the right for citizens' arrests. That's even California has a statute that says when you see someone committing a felony or know of it, you have the right to arrest them as a citizen. We know of all these felonies. I'm not saying we go into a violent mode here, but we do have that right, and we have to seriously consider using it without violence. So this is where we are, Cliff. Give us the coordinates for your America survival. It's very important that they hear what you have to say. You're very articulate. You're very thoughtful. And I do want them to go buy my book at Amazon.com. I'm not going to make any money off this, I'm sure, but it was in me for a very long time. I had to put it down all in one place. So I hope people will read it and read the Declaration of Independence several times, the greatest document short of the Bible. Cliff, take it away.
Larry, I do recommend your book, and go to my website, usasurvival.org, and there's two great videos we recently did with Larry. And another one I want to recommend is the one I mentioned before with Heather Scott, a state rep from Idaho. And this is hopeful and inspirational for so many people because we need a grassroots movement. Here's a woman who for 20 years was a biologist. She was trained as a biologist. And then all of a sudden she told me in the interview, in the video, she said, I got this calling. She said, I felt God was calling me to get involved in politics and help change America for the better. She talks about this. And this can happen to you, anybody out in the audience there. Maybe you're in a different profession. Maybe you're a biologist. Maybe you're an accountant. I don't know what you are, but look within your heart, get a revelation from God, think about it, pray about it, and it may touch you too, just like it touched her after 20 years as a biologist. Now she's a state rep. I think she's got bigger and better things. She just got reelected with 68% of the vote out there in Idaho, and she's making a difference, and you can too. Anybody out there can.
Well, yes, they can. And I might say my client and friend and colleague, Ammon Bundy's making a difference out in Idaho, too. He's standing up to the tyranny out there. You know, it was the song when we were kids of Janis Joplin, written by Kris Kristofferson. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. At this point, we have nothing left to lose. It's all nearly been taken away from us. And I want people to remember that. And with God's grace and his guidance, we will see this through and we will prevail. But if we don't rise up, as he has done many other times, I believe that he will end this civilization and start over again. It's up to us right now to go forth with his vision, even greater than the Founding Fathers' vision. They were inspired, but God is God, and the Son is the Son. And we need to remember that. So, Cliff, I want to thank you for coming on today. God bless you. God bless all Americans during this holiday season. And remember that we are blessed, but if we're going to keep this country, then we have to fight for it. I'll be back next week with another edition. Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Until then, thank you for listening to me.
Hi, my name is Adam Reichert, co-host of the Talk Eastern Europe podcast. I'm sure you have heard about the country of Belarus, which has been dominating international news headlines, and the massive protests and violence that broke out there. To understand this country better, we have prepared a special documentary podcast series called The Story of Belarus, The Nation, Its History, and a New Hope. In this 10-episode documentary, we explore the country in greater detail. You can learn more by visiting www.neweasterneurope.eu/Belarus or listen anywhere you find podcasts.